And as we talk about these issues, one of the issues which we talked about, the missionaries suffered and many things on bold, fearless faith and family-based conversion and the time of uncertainty, insulation from outsiders, then worship in the heart language and all. Also, it leads us to reflect on the issue of worldviews. And there are worldviews. We also hear about the clash of civilizations. And there is Islamic worldview and Christian worldview, Buddhist worldview, Hindu worldview. Then yes, scientific worldview. Communist worldview and the kind of as we still hold on to the spiritual warfare, how we are going to be a discerning church to penetrate into this worldviews and present the gospel, because this is a common question posed by some of the church planters in the urban setup. Mostly they, because of their education, they always talk about this worldview issues. Second is, some of the accusation on missionaries is like they destroy the local culture and it creates a conflict and a sense of belongingness. They lose their root of that culture. So, as a church planting agencies, how sensitive we will be towards these issues? How are we going to address this problem?
Well, those are excellent questions, Dave, and they're at the heart of the gospel advance today, because each of us has a worldview. Each of us has a cultural perspective, and no matter how long Jesus Christ has been in our culture, there are still elements in our culture that just do not honor Christ and still come under the judgment of Christ and need to be transformed. So, lest we ever get the idea that because our culture has had the gospel for 1,000 years, that we are somehow superior to other cultures. I think that's a mistake. And too often today, even in our missionary pursuits, we try to win culture wars. We think we can go after a non-Christian culture with our culture and somehow replace their culture with ours. And that is tantamount to salvation, that brings them into the kingdom. When in fact, all it does is brings them into our culture, both of which fall far short of the glory of God. And we need to realize that God said very clearly that even our righteousness is as filthy rags. So what we want to communicate to people is Jesus Christ and the understanding that Christ in you is the only hope of glory.
Yes.
So Christ in every culture. Now, Christ stands above culture. Christ judges culture. He is the righteous one who can transform a culture. But in the same way, Christ translates into culture.
Yes.
Just as God condescended, He came down into our world, took on the form of a man, learned a local language and local customs.
Yes.
In the same way, we don't have to be afraid of bringing Jesus Christ into other cultures and other worldviews, and frankly, putting Him in their language and in their dress and within their worldview so that He can do His transforming, saving, redeeming work within that culture. What we have to try to avoid doing is bringing our culture along with Jesus, wrapping Jesus in the American flag or wrapping Him in a particular expression of Christianity that we say to people, if you don't accept our cultural expression, then you cannot have Jesus. That's a mistake. Fortunately, Christ is a precious treasure in an earthen vessel. And the earthen vessel, perhaps, is the missionaries who bring Him.
Yes.
And fortunately, those vessels break away over time. They dissolve and go back to the dust from which they came. But that precious treasure inside lives on, and like a fragrant aroma, it permeates that new culture and transforms it into something that's pleasant and fragrant to Christ.
Very true. How Jesus can redeem and transform the cultures and the worldviews. I'm really excited to know that, how the power of Christ, when it penetrates into the hearts and minds of people, how it transforms the people